Would you be interested in seeing an automaton musician with human-like skin? Part 2 of the automaton flute player. The fingers of the flutist were built with camshafts. Now, just like these rotating discs with carefully shaped edges, as each cam rotated, it lifted tiny levers and rods connected to the fingers, pressing the keys of a real flute. The automaton even had a mechanical tongue that sat behind the lips to cut off the air to articulate the start of notes. Just like how a flutist uses their tongue to say ta or two, ta 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 tu tu tu, the motion was synchronized with the airflow, meaning the automaton could change its fingers and air pressure all at once. Wisconsin calibrated this with extreme precision, even building different finger pathways to adapt to the flute's 12 programmed melodies. Now, the torso was built visually to mimic human breathing, expanding and contracting with each phrase of music. Many other automatons went on to mimic human breathing, such as the Cleopatra automaton and the Musician, both automatons which we've already explored in these series. Beneath the lifelike exterior of the flute player, the skin was made of waxed leather, which was said to have an eerie similarity and appearance to human skin. Wisconsin's writing suggests this illusion of life wasn't just artistic. It was meant to study how human physiology and mechanics interact. My goal, Wisconsin wrote, was to make a figure that could imitate the functions of man, not just in shape, but in movement and purpose. This wasn't just a trick for the stage. The mechanical flute player went on to become one of the first androids in recorded history and paved the way for future robotics, music machines, and even modern AI. I mean, it sounds pretty cool to me, but what do you think?